This is the sixth module for greatness. Day six. This talk is on intrinsic motivation, which should be what drives all of the picture, all the intentionality. USA Hockey was picked to win a gold medal in the Olympics in Japan. They did not. The Czech Republic won it. The captain was a guy named Jaromír Jágr. He wears a number 68 when he plays. He still plays for the Rangers. Played for the Pittsburgh Penguins when I knew him. He wears a number 68 because 1968 was the year of the Russian occupation of Czechoslovakia. They beat everybody. They beat Canada in a gold medal game. Game before, Russia. Referee walked in and said, ice time, and this guy stood up and said, I've really dedicated this game. I've always waited for this game. I always thought in some way it could bring our country together. I dedicate this to my grandfather and anyone who lost their life during the occupation. He walked out and they followed. Now here comes. I want you to ask yourself this question and eventually be able to answer it. What is your 68? Do you have one of those? When we were putting this book together, I was speaking up at the Mohegan Sun. It's a resort. And a man walked up to me and said, Philippians 4:8, when I was done. Philippians 4:8 basically says, keep your mind on those things that are pure, true, commendable, worthwhile, and those things alone. What is your 68? And it's okay that you don't know the answer to that. But what we're proposing is that you keep your mind on that alone. What is it that matters? Get your mind in a much simpler place where you're not thinking about or paying attention to all these different things. Just really what matters. They say there are two great days. The day you and I were born and the day you and I knew why. The why is your 68. I'm here to serve others. I'm here to be loving to others. I'm here to be kind. What is it for you? My father has Alzheimer's. And he just talks about the war, basically. And I'm sure that he's stuck in some critical stress, World War II and the Korean conflict. But I also think that it was a time of his life that he would have gave his life for something that he believed in, where you and I stand. And I think he misses the feeling. I think he misses the feeling of caring about something that much. Do you care about something that much? And I believe happy is a state of mind where you recognize two things. Your personal place in the world and your personal power. I was speaking at a conference once and there was 500 people in the room I was going up to speak next. And they had five financial advisors from this firm. The top five all make millions and millions of dollars a year up on a stage. And they asked one of the people up there, why are you up there? I mean, what's your techniques? He goes, this is my technique. He said, I have a brother that's a rabbi that will tell me that he is saving spiritual lives. And I have a sister that's a physician that roundabout tells me she's saving physical lives. And I'm a financial advisor. Where does that leave me? And he said, I figured that out. I have 66 families I serve. And I believe I'm saving their financial life. He found out something. He found out his own personal power. And he found out his place in the world. Desmond Tutu, the Archbishop from South Africa, who was one of the people responsible for ending apartheid, was asked, "What turned your life around? What changed it?" He said, "A man was walking down the street, and he tipped his hat to my mother in South Africa." And it was a time where this man, a white person, tipping his hat as a show of respect to a black person, my mother, never happened. That moment, I decided to become an archbishop because that's what that man was that tipped his hat. Personal power, one act of kindness, caused someone to become an archbishop who later was partially responsible for ending apartheid. Your 68 is where you do things that are powerful for you. Being kind to someone, listening to someone, telling them your story, but understanding what is your story. That's your place. What is it? Go tell it. If your gift is you understand finances, how can you use that to serve and help people? If your gift is you understand the spiritual realm, how can you do that to help others to become spiritual? What is it for you? What's your 68? That is what should drive your intentional picture daily. That is the end of our module for today and the end of us discussing picture and intentionality.